Love it last night, Peyton and Eli having a blast during the Manning Night Football, Monday Night Football, Manning cast. What an enjoyable television experience that is. What a home run by ESPN that is. If you are into something like that, I'm not going to knock you if you don't like it. More on that a little bit later. But the idea of having those guys just basically sit on the couch. Pat McAfee, they're waiting for the fourth quarter for him. Boy, they could have brought him on for the whole show. That was phenomenal. Thought maybe they might need a dump button for him. Monday Night Football last night, Detroit Lions.
He's got practice now. He's on TV every week. Well, every Friday.
This is true. This is true. He stretched it. There was a, you know,
there was a
B, an A.
He said the SOB, and I thought he was going to maybe apologize to them for, like, suggesting that about their mom. Honestly. I mean, I'm just saying, like, the Mannings are like royalty.
I love it. The story time was the best. Story time was the best. I mean, God bless him. The roulette wheel story is awesome. The fact that that allegedly actually happened with all of them cashing in the casino because Peyton said red 18 at the roulette table, and everybody that was around the table put all their chips on red 18 and actually hit. That is just, it's just.
And then Peyton admitting that he used to do that every time he was in a casino.
He's like, yeah, it doesn't really work anymore. But I loved it. What a night it was. What a first half it was. And then, you know, the third quarter, Green Bay took the lead and the wheels came off. And, you know, obviously that's today's entire show. I want to let you know that we're going to step aside from pro football for just a moment at 6:35. John Wagner will join us on college football and kind of where we stand. I'll ask him about the disrespect floating around between Michigan and Michigan State. Kyle Barlow wants to call us at 7:35. He was watching Monday Night Football. He's kind of like our Pat McAfee, just a little bit more reserved, I suppose. But it's all Lions today. There's nothing. I mean, that's the priority to this whole thing. And it was a game that was really a tale of two halves and a lot to get into in that football contest. Welcome here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. Thank you. We appreciate you. Enjoy the conversation. Anytime, hop in with any of your thoughts. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. And you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danica Halen is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Good morning to our newest affiliates as well, 93.5, 99.1, and 94.7 HD2, The Roar in Detroit, and 96.1, The Game in Grand Rapids. It is great to have all of you with us. Green Bay improves to 7-0 after a loss with Matt LaFleur as their head coach. And I'm going to just throw this out there right now. I don't even think with Matt Stafford at quarterback that this team can win that football game. I do not think so. Even if Matthew Stafford was there, I don't know if they win that football game. And there's a lot of evidence to prove that Matthew Stafford against Aaron Rodgers, that he wouldn't have won that football game. But it was a tough night. The rain came down, the turnover started to happen. And Green Bay looked like a completely different team. And, you know, I saw a statistic floating around. It's the first time ever in you know, Lions history that they allowed 35-plus points in their first two games. How many times you open up a season, your first two games, with, not with one, not with two consecutive weeks, but we could go ahead and look ahead to this week, too, with three consecutive weeks of three teams that are expected to make the playoffs. Very rarely, you know, does that happen. It's not like the Jets were early on in the schedule or something like that. I mean, they got San Francisco, Green Bay, and now they're going to get Baltimore. I mean, you talk about baptism by fire for a new coaching staff and a lot of young players. This is it. This is absolutely it. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. Span the world of sports right now, real quick, in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
We'll get you a little baseball first. The Detroit Tigers, they beat the Chicago White Sox yesterday. Another win against a playoff team. What, seven out of ten wins against playoff contenders? Right now, 4-3 last night. Your final score, Matt Manning, 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts through 90 pitches. ERA sits at 5.73. Hutchinson got the win. Lang got the save. Hutchinson came in for an inning of work. Zeros across the board in 3 strikeouts. 2 innings of work, I should have said. Not just one. Victor Reyes, 1 of 4. Jonathan Scope, 1 for 4. Hitton Harold went 1 for 1. And Willie Castro, 1 for 3. The only 4 hits in the ballgame for the Tigers. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors. The line for the White Sox, 3 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. Let's go to Indianapolis now, where Colts quarterback Carson Wentz has 2 sprained ankles, according to the head coach, Frank Reich. That poor guy just cannot stay healthy. Bruce Arians says the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have reached out to cornerback Richard Sherman. I've been very interested. I haven't really asked that question to see if that works for Detroit or not, but I think it's definitely worth a phone call, especially at this point. With a lot of these young guys out there on the perimeter, it seems like it would be very nice to have that kind of, you know, veteran presence in the locker room. Seattle Seahawks Pete Carroll says the NFL, quote, opened up a bit of a can of worms with the emphasis on taunting. It's a rule that needs to be changed. You can vote right now which rule should be changed right away. Is it taunting in the NFL or is it targeting in college football? If you could only choose one, I don't know. I said taunting because, you know, you're penalizing a team, a personal foul, for the same distance as a targeting penalty for doing really nothing, right? I don't care if somebody gets taunted. They're grown men. It doesn't bother me. You want to flag kids in high school for it? Sure. You don't want them to do that? You talk about sportsmanship, whatever. That's fine. At the professional level, no, I don't care. I really don't care. The New York Giants' Kenny Golladay says the outburst was directed at Jason Garrett, not quarterback Daniel Jones. I find that interesting. The former Lion admitted that Monday his emotional outburst against that game Thursday night against the Washington football team. He said it was against the coach and not the player. Pretty much just me talking to Jason Garrett a little bit. That's two competitive guys right there. More so just me wanting to do anything that I can. Not so much get me the ball. Or whatever. Like that seems kind of strange. Kenny Golladay.
Thanks, Kenny, because you're never open anyway. So,
and what can I do? I don't know. Get open. There's something for you. David Culley said the Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson will not be active for Thursday night. Tyrod Taylor day-to-day getting an MRI as he was injured. Brian Flores said the Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is day-to-day with a rib injury. Will Fuller is back with the team. Oh, this is like worst-case scenario for the Miami Dolphins. Poor Tua. Miami lost 35-0 to the Buffalo Bills. They turned into a pumpkin. L.A. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer is, quote, building our own presence and identity with their new arena. It's going to cost them about $2 billion. But if anything, I like the fact that Steve Ballmer's putting his money where his mouth is. And it's going to cost him upwards of about $2 billion, not taxpayers. So he wants a new arena. He's the ownership group. Guess what? Go out and buy it. Put your own arena together. Arizona Coyotes put in a $1.7 billion proposal to build a new arena in Tempe since they got booted out of Phoenix. Clemson Tigers, Ohio State Buckeyes both slipped in the AP Top 25. Penn State jumps up all the way to number 6. Michigan checks in at 19. Michigan State at number 20. More on that coming up with John Wagner. Miami Hurricanes quarterback Derek King is going to meet with doctors today to have his shoulder evaluated. And finally, Kansas City Royals Salvador Perez broke Johnny Bench's catcher's home run record, hitting number 46. He tied it with 45. He's officially hit number 46. So congratulations to him. The Lions on Monday Night Football. We're talking about it next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Kick off the new pro football season with the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games in pro football. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.
So glad you played this song, right? It is September 21st, Dan, Brian, listeners across the state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio. I was waiting. I was like, do I have to say anything, or is he going to automatically play this?
I mean, I'll play it every time we come back from break.
I mean, it's a top 20 song of all time, so you can play this absolutely. You can absolutely play this.
Not anymore.
Why not?
Billboard redid their top 500 songs of all time and decimated it.
I don't care what Billboard said. What was in Billboard's top 20?
Royals by Lord was number 10.
Oh, that don't care. That's all. Yeah, that's.
If you want to see something good, Carson Daly just absolutely rips it apart.
RESPECT was number one. Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Number one song of all time. All right, Billboard. Like, okay. All right. Sure.
In the words of Drake, what would be your number one?
Number one song of all time? Ah, man, I think it's got to be something. It's got to be something that somebody has to play an instrument. There's something to music.
You don't think they played instruments on Motown?
No, they did, but Aretha Franklin is not playing the instrument.
Does that matter?
Does that make sense?
Okay, so every Rolling Stone song is out of the question because Mick Jagger is only the singer.
For number one? I don't know. I don't know. Number one song of all time? The best song ever? I don't even know how you'd rank that. You'd have to go by genre, right? Maybe?
I don't know. I mean... I can't believe you just said that. That's the
qualifier?
Your one qualifier is that the singer has to be playing an instrument.
Singer's got to play something? Man.
Sorry, mamas and the papas. Cass Elliott didn't play the banjo. She's out. You guys are out.
Didn't play the banjo. Dueling banjos. Where does that fall on the list? Anyways, preseason, primetime football. There, you know, everybody keeps saying one primetime game. The Lions do play on Thanksgiving. I would consider that a primetime game. It's one of three games on the docket that day. It's on it's nationally televised. So I consider Thanksgiving very much to be primetime, whether that's a given or not. I don't know, in week 12 against the Bears on that Thanksgiving Thursday at 12:30 on Fox. It's the early game, and a lot of the nation is going to be like, why are the Lions always playing? It's a tradition here in Detroit. Don't take it from us. This is a product of why, Vegas had the over-under at 5.5. This team last night, Monday Night Football, lights are shining. The stress from the guy that had the $25 wager in what, a 16-leg parlay with the Lions as an outright winner on the money line yesterday. I mean, the sweats that he had to be going through the entire day, nervous as hell. And then to see in the first half yesterday, the Lions carry a lead at halftime. That dude had to probably want to puke. $25 to win over $700,000 on the ticket. But yeah, midnight struck. He turned into a pumpkin, and that was that. Statistically speaking, Jared Goff finishes 26 of 36 for 246, two touchdowns, and a pick. Also lost the football in a fumble. You know, a lot of people were going after him, lost one of them, fumbled twice, but just lost one. A lot of people were really going after him. That is an inexcusable interception. The game's over. It's over. He's trying to make a play. They're not going to win the football game. So I don't know exactly how that's an inexcusable, unforgivable interception in week two. Okay. All right. He was sacked once. His QBR was 56.4. His rating was 97.7. On the other side of the ball, Aaron Jones went crazy because he caught everything from Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers was 22 of 27.
Because the Lions were playing seven guys deep the entire game.
Well, you look at one of us, you look at his catch there in the red zone, and it's a really good play design. Jamie Collins and Alex Anzalone are late to hand off the coverage to one another, and one step kills you. One step kills you in that league, and it's crazy. Rodgers finishes 255, four touchdowns. He was sacked three times in the ballgame. Three times. The Lions only had to rush four and got to a quarterback, one of which was a pure coverage sack. That was incredible. That hasn't happened in years.
And thanks to the Manning broadcast, you got to understand why the Lions were playing cover two the entire time, two deep safeties, and what Green Bay's offensive plan was to just combat it. Like, I learned a lot watching the Manning broadcast.
Was that did you watch them in week one?
I watched for a few minutes.
Gotcha. Okay. It's as
they simplified the heck out of it this week, so that was smart.
It seems like they made adjustments on the broadcast. Like, okay, we can't have the Mannings like half of the screen for half of the game. We gotta keep the gameplay dominant on the screen. Because that's what was getting me last week, is that just they kept, like, minimizing, doing picture-in-picture with the actual gameplay a lot. I was like, I want to actually see the game, too.
They went quad box when they brought in Patrick Willis, which I thought was kind of cool. But it was just for a moment. It was like, hey, here's a quad box. Boom, back to the sidebar. The technical, like, the studio that Peyton's in, wherever that is at. I don't even know if it's a studio. Is that really his house? Like, I have no idea.
Eli was watching the game on his golf simulator.
Yeah, like it's pretty.
Yeah, that was hilarious. He keeps using the laser pointer to do play-by-play. It was good.
The setups are just absolutely incredible. The amount of screens and angles and TVs, like it's like the production that went into this. Like, this is a home run by ESPN without a doubt. Like, football will never be the same. And Peyton did say going into a kickoff, he was like, you know, I took some notes. I got to stop. I got to stop talking so much. I got to shorten up my responses. I got to stop saying, you know, whatever, you know, crutch word that he was using. And yeah, it was good. Like, it was good. He's like, Eli, you have any notes? He's like, no. Okay, great. Thanks. It's a fascinating, but the thing
the funniest part was that Gronk said he wanted to get back to his card game, and they made him stay for another half quarter.
Gronk was incredible. Favre was awful. Brett Favre, like that was a mess. Patrick Willis was there. It's okay. He didn't have a lot of personality. You could probably have Pat McAfee on every week. But Rob Gronkowski, the whole, you know, I don't practice on red zone day because I'm red zone Robbie G, baby. Like, that is awesome. I don't need to practice. I don't watch film. I just run by guys. Like,
He said, I watch film when they're showing it.
I might study a game or two if it's on. Like, he was great last night, Gronkowski was. So just a great, as entertaining as it is informative for the viewer. And I really thought that they did a very good job of being fair. You know, they're just calling the game and talking about the game. You know, it wasn't until the very end when they asked, you know, Pat McAfee asked about the Lions, and Peyton's like, look, you know, you could say rebuild, retool, whatever. He's like, they're rebuilding, and this is going to take some time. And it is. I think that last night, like, you saw that the Lions have a quarterback that will be there in order to, you know, through 2 weeks. Like, you know, he's made some nice plays, Jared Goff has. He's also made some mistakes. But they have a quarterback to be able to bridge the gap while they work on the rest of the roster, because there are just more pressing needs. This team is not built to win right now. This team is not a playoff contender. They're not going to win double-digit games. Like, the offensive line is as good as advertised, as good as we thought, and they're missing a key piece in Taylor Decker. The running backs, Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift, I'm relatively happy with the way both of those guys have played. I saw some slander on Jamal Williams last night that I kind of caught me a little bit off guard, but I think that he's been fine, and Swift has shown glimpses of the fact that he could be a really good back in this league. But they need help at wide receiver. They need it desperately. Quintez Cephus started off the game, with that touchdown grab that he had. It was awesome. He had a chance at another one. If he didn't have a handful of jersey, he might have been able to catch it if he goes up, you know, with two hands. TJ Hockenson at tight end is fantastic. But they don't have that guy on the outside that they desperately need. And then you look at, you know, defensively, the defensive line playing pretty well. The linebackers, just a giant question mark. And in the secondary, who's the playmaker, right? Who's the guy in the back seven? You know, you get away from the defensive line, who's going to make the play? So a lot of questions to still be answered on the Detroit defense. We'll step aside. We're going to talk a little college football, then right back into the Lions. John Wagner joins us next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Kick off the new pro football season with the King of Sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games in pro football. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the King of Sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.